As Jesus walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned nor his parents. He was born blind so that the works of God might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night comes when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spit on the ground, and he made mud with the saliva, and he spread the mud on the man's eyes. And he said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. And he went, and he washed, and he came back seeing. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask one another, "Isn't this the man who used to sit and beg?" And some said, Yes, it's he." Others were saying, No, but it is someone like him." And he was saying, "Yeah, I'm the man." So they kept asking him, "Well, how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "Oh, the man called Jesus. He made mud and he spread it on my eyes, and he said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' And I went and I washed, and I received my sight." And they said to him, "Well, where is he?" He said, I don't know." They brought the man who had formerly been blind to the Pharisees. Now it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. And the Pharisees began to ask him how he had received his sight. He said to them, "Well, he put mud on my eyes and I washed and now I can see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath." Others said, "How can a man who's a sinner perform such signs?" And they were divided. So they said again to the blind man, "Well, what do you say about him, since it was your eyes that he opened?" And he said, he is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had been born blind, and they asked them, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind, but we don't know how it is that he now sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He's of age. He will speak for himself." Now his parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews. For the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be expelled, put out of the synagogue. That's why his parents said, "He's of age. Ask him." So they called the man who had been blind a second time, and they said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered them, Whether he's a sinner, I don't know. One thing I do know, I was blind, and now I see. They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I've told you already, and you wouldn't listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you too want to become his disciples?" And they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we don't know where he comes from." And the man answered, "Oh, this is astonishing. You don't know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if someone worships God and obeys God's will, then God will listen to that one. Never since the world began has it been told that anyone opened the eyes of a man who had been born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born in utter sin, and would you teach us?" And they drove him out. Now Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "Allah, who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" And Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and he is the one who is speaking with you." And he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard this, and they said to him, "Well, surely we're not blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now that you say, 'We see,' your sin remains.